Hi guys, you're welcome to my podcast. How have you guys been? So it's been quite a while. I lost my voice, but I think my voice is back. Let me rate it on 98%. 98%. I'm not sure I can sing yet, but I think my voice is back. So it's nice to have you guys back. Today I'm just thinking, you know, about how I can be a confused bird at times. So there are times I'm early bird. I'm an early bird in terms of sleeping early, and there are times I'm a late night bird, and I run into the night, midnight, dawn, almost morning before I force myself to sleep. So at times I get worried because, of course, I have to work the next morning. And there are times that the previous night, I'm usually very tired. So I feel like, you know, you need to just hit the bed and sleep and all of that. And then I think about some of the things I need to do, which I love the calmness, the fact that the night's always very quiet and you don't have neighbors walking around, or you don't have some of the notifications on your phone because 75% of people, you know, are sleeping. You know, so I love that ambience, and it's usually very, very, you know, sweet, subtle, calm. Share the best time. I have some friends, I'm not going to call their names, but they know themselves. I know they're listening to this podcast. I have some friends that don't sleep at all till around 2 a.m. I have some friends that sleep around 9 p.m. and then wake up by 2 p.m. and then walk till 5 or 6 a.m. sleep back, then wake up probably at 7 a.m. or 7:30 to get ready for work. I have crazy friends. Meanwhile, I have some friends that sleep around 7 p.m. and wake up by 10 p.m. and run 10 p.m. to 3 p.m. or 4 a.m. then go back to sleep, then get up by 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. and run to work. And trust me, they're doing well, though. So what I'm trying to say is that whether you're an early bird or a late bird or you're a confused bird, it's fine. Enjoy it. The most important thing is that you make the best use of that time. So you want to make sure that probably when you're awake, maybe early in the morning, you are awake doing the thing you actually said you were going to do. So you don't want it to be like, you don't want to be that you're awake around 2 a.m. and then you're watching a movie. Well, if you feel like you didn't watch the movie, or you probably need to, you know, relax, just fine, go ahead. So I'm full of late night movies. I'm just saying that if you have a task and you decide that, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do at this time, you really need to do it. Because if you do not do it, then you're going to see that you are awake for some time, you do some other things that you didn't plan to do, blah 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 blah, and then when you're supposed to be productive during the day, you feel drowsy, you feel sleepy, then you actually feel useless. So you've wasted a good amount of your time, probably time for solitude and all of that, and then you've wasted the following day because you are drowsy and you're sleepy and all of that. Then I also like to address something. If you feel like you're someone that wakes up, you're awake a lot, very early in the morning or late at night, and in the morning you still wake up and you get drowsy or sleepy, there's some things you can do. You can walk out. Working out actually, you know, helps. I don't work out every day because I'm trying to gain weight. So, but there are times I work out just to, you know, maintain a flat tummy and all of that. But working out actually helps me to jumpstart my day. So it just, in a way, alerts my senses. But there are times when I feel like, okay, I don't want to work out. You can just take a cup of coffee. Good coffee. I would suggest that you don't take a large cup because coffee acts as a diuretic. What I mean is, at times, it makes you pee a lot. Well, for some people, it might make you pee a lot. If it doesn't make you pee a lot, then you're fine. But if you know that you're someone that your work is on the go, you don't have that time to be peeing, you want to make sure that you're having a teacup of coffee. Like, you know, that small teacup. Not the mug, a small teacup. And even that teacup, it should not be filled to the brim. But you want to take at least 2 tablespoons of coffee. I do Nescafe. I know there's some other brands, but for now, Nescafe works for me. Then I know for some people it could be tea, Lipton tea, yes, makes some people a lot, yeah, without milk in the morning. Top tea does a good job too, but I think I prefer Lipton's top tea, but coffee over tea for me. And there are some lemon drinks too, which I feel maybe the smell could just, you know, alert your senses. But in all of this too, whether you're lit bed or early bed or a confused bed like me, you always want to make sure that you get enough time to sleep. Yeah, so if you know that 6 hours work for you, fine. If you know that 5 hours work for you, but then you will catch up with sleep on Saturday and Sunday, like you can literally sleep for 7-8 hours, please do. But in all of this, you want to make sure that you're giving your brain enough rest, that rest that you need. So if you know that you need to work or get things done, you want to make sure that you're not stressing yourself, even though you're stretching yourself. I'll say that again. You want to make sure that you're not stressing yourself, but you are stretching yourself. Yes. So there are times you might need to make up for that time to just sleep. Put your phone on silent mode and just sleep. Get yourself back so that you don't burn out. So I hope this helped. You know, this just came to me right now. I just felt like I need to just record this thought. It might be of help to some people. So if you feel you have any questions, comments, you can drop it on my Instagram page at Nigerian Boss Lady. Or you can just send me a mail here, direct mail here. I'm going to get your comments or questions. Thank you for tuning in. You guys are the best. And enjoy your work life. Until the next work life conversation, keep being good. Have a nice day.